Hi, my name is Karen, and welcome to my podcast, Reality Doesn't Matter, or How to Create Whatever You Want by Paying No Attention to What's in Your Physical Reality. Now, the biggest trap that most people fall into, which blocks their ability to create what they want, is to let physical reality and physical conditions of that reality dictate their mental attitude and emotional feeling state. If things about their body or about their life are undesirable, by focusing on those unwanted things, they create more unwanted things in their lives because they are thinking about and therefore vibrating unwanted things. And focusing on physical conditions is a great way to create more of those conditions if you happen to like those conditions. But if they are conditions that you do not like and don't want anymore, then you're shooting yourself in the foot by paying attention to them. So when people are in physical or emotional pain, or they witness external things that are undesirable and unwanted, they typically offer emotions of disappointment and frustration and sadness and worry and fear and anger and judgment and condemnation, etc. And they want the external physical conditions to improve and change so that they can then experience an improved emotional state and basically feel better and be happier. And that is the most powerless position a person can ever put themselves in, because they have no control over their emotional state. And their emotional state is 100% at the mercy of the trillions of possible physical conditions of life and the billions and trillions of people and how they might be acting in ways that are not exactly pleasing. Which, of course, limits your ability to create what you want because you're so busy focusing on what you don't want. But to get what you want, which is more than likely what you currently don't have, the master key is not to try to change the conditions in your life that you don't like, but instead to focus on emotional conditions that you want and leave the physical conditions alone entirely. Using the classic money situation as an example, if you're staring at your debt and your zero bank account, it's probably going to be impossible for you to jump straight to thinking about having an abundance of money and being rich and happy with all that wealth you've got. It's too big of an emotional leap right now. So instead of focusing on money, think about anything else that is in your life that is working well. Think about anything that's easy to like, love, and appreciate, and that there is an abundance of in your life and on planet Earth that's thriving, happy, etc., etc. Because to get what you want, you don't have to bend what you want into place. You don't have to tackle what you want like a hunter. All you have to do is get into a general vibration of abundance, and you'll attract the abundance of whatever you want. Instead of trying to imagine yourself being a millionaire, just focus on the abundance of love or that you have in your life, or the abundance of nature that is in the area where you live, or the abundance of nature that exists on planet Earth. You know, just pick things that are easy to be happy about. If you're in physical pain or you have a physical ailment, it may be way too difficult to imagine yourself being healthy and pain-free and vital and fit. But you can focus on the health and well-being of other people or nature. And you can focus on the general abundant, happy, healthy, and vibrant nature of life in general. And in general, I keep emphasizing general for a reason, in general, focus on anything or anyone that is easy to like and love and appreciate in a general way. When you're trying to get into a vibrational alignment with abundance, with what you want, go general. Then when you're in vibration alignment, then you can get specific and build momentum with that specificity. So again, you don't have to think about your big ass issue and try to affirm it into place or tackle it into place or, you know, put a square peg into a round hole, because you can't bluff the universe. If you're affirming riches and abundance, but you're vibrating fear and lack of abundance, lack of money, the universe can only hear and feel the vibration that you're putting out, which is fear and lack. But, so, what you say, the universe cannot hear. So let me say that again. So you're doing affirmations, you're trying to kind of bend things into place. What you say, the universe cannot hear. But what you are vibrating speaks so loudly. So the master key to creating what you want is to be general in your focus and thoughts and affirmations until your vibration is raised, and then you can be more specific and focus on your specific issues and desires and so forth, but only if it feels good to do so. The general cosmic creation rule is, if it feels good to think that way, then keep thinking that way. But if it feels bad to think that way, then you better focus your thoughts in more generally appreciative directions to get your vibration back up. So as an example, you're wanting more money in your life. If you try to imagine yourself being rich, you know, with not a financial care in the world, but it feels bad to try to think that way, well, that's because you don't believe it is possible yet. You've been staring way too much at your lack of money to think about an abundance of money. You've thought about the how are you going to get that money to fill up your bank account? You've been thinking about it way too much. And life has beaten you down, so it's hard to imagine that your luck is suddenly going to change. So instead of trying to imagine yourself being rich, just make baby steps towards riches. Imagine riches at the top of the mountain and you're way down at the valley. You can't jump to the top of the mountain. You got to take baby steps to riches. So step one is just feel a little better. Get yourself a little bit closer to the mountain. How can you feel a little bit better than the impending doom that you feel way down in the valley? Well, you can decide to not focus on your finances at all. Don't focus on the top of the mountain. And just focus on anything that feels good. Look around, look around. There's beautiful nature all around. Look at just anything that feels good. Appreciate anything that feels good to appreciate, such as your dog or your cat or nature. Or your lover, or your favorite sport, or travel, or movies, or making love, whatever. And then when you're feeling good, and your vibration is raised because you're now feeling good, well, now take one step towards closer to, greater financial abundance. You know, now you can glance up to the top of the mountain. You don't have to like stare at it, but now you can glance at it. And if it feels good to keep looking at it, then keep looking at it. So just imagine having an extra $500 a week, not an extra $50,000 a week, just an extra $500 a week. Take one step. I mean, that's not hard to imagine unless you are making $10 a week. And think about what you would do with that money. Think about all the fun things that you could buy and do with that $500 coming in every week. And then, when your vibration is raised, and that's kind of easy and kind of boring now, now you can imagine an extra $1,000 coming in every week. And what you would do with that money and the fun things you'd buy with that money. And write those things down in detail. Because once you've got your vibration raised and it's easy and fun to think about it, the more detailed that, feels good to write about and think about, then the bigger the momentum you're going to create with that specificity, with the details. And then if it still feels good because you've got some good abundance momentum going, Then you can think about having an extra $2,000 per week, and then $5,000 per week, et cetera, et cetera. You're taking one step at a time to the top of the mountain. And keep going up and up and up as long as it feels good. If it starts to feel bad, then just back off a little bit. Go more general. You've tried to make way too big of a leap too soon. And you can do this process every single day if you like to build up some serious money, wealth, and abundance and momentum, or momentum about whatever you want, relationships, health, whatever. And you can do the same thing, you know, for instance, let's say you've got physical condition that you want to improve. If you think about the ailment or your pain going away, you're thinking about your illness, not your wellness. So you will still feel bad because illness is not your natural state of being. Wellness is your natural state of being. So you've got to think about your wellness in order to create wellness. But your illness is staring you in the face. So creation 101, go general. Take one baby step at a time. What in your life is working well that you can now put your attention on to raise up your vibration and feel a little bit better? What is happening in your life that's fun and abundant and joyful and full of health and well-being? Are your finances working well? You know, is your love life working well? Is the new puppy working well? Are you proud of your kids? Do you have a dog? Are you proud and happy about your dog? Do you love that tree out in your yard and the birds that are up out there singing away? Do you love your bed, your covers, your duna, your pillow? You don't have to try to bend your illness or your lack of finances or whatever you want into shape. And in this case of health and wellness, you don't have to try to kill off your illness to make room for wellness, which never works anyway, because if you focus on illness, well, then you just create more illness. So to get to a high enough vibrational state to where you can think about your wellness, you've got to go general and think about the general health and well-being and abundance of things in your life and in nature that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Put yourself into a general state of health and well-being by focusing in a general way about anything that's fun and feels good to focus on and think about. And then when your vibration has raised, now you can think about how good it will feel to be healthy and happy and thriving and fit and lean and flexible and vital or wealthy, etc., etc. And the best time to do all of this positive visualization and affirmations and journaling and rampaging of things about things that you appreciate, about things in your life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, it is first thing in the morning, because every morning we start out completely fresh, because all night while we're sleeping we disconnect from the world of attraction and we go straight to source, or to use a classic Christian terminology, we go straight to heaven. So, did you hear that? You heard right, folks. You go straight to heaven. You don't have to die to go to heaven. You go to heaven every night. Every single night. So, you don't have to act virtuous and pious and believe any certain ways or prove your spiritual or religious worth to get into heaven, because you go to heaven every night. So, when you wake up before the world hits your eye like a big pizza pie, before the demands of life start punching you in the gut, reserve an hour or a minimum of 30 minutes that's reserved only for you to capitalize on that source vibration that you played in all night, and to carry, so that you can carry that source vibration, that heaven vibration, an unconditional love vibration, into your morning hour of power, and then amp up that heaven vibration with your affirmations and visualizations and so forth, so that when you go out into the world, the conditions of the world do not negatively affect your unconditional heaven-like state because you have spent quality time being proactive with your thoughts and proactive with your vibration and proactive with your desires. And your primary focus is on feeling good that is based on your choices and your desires. And you're focused upon things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And you don't get distracted by things that are not easy to like, love, and appreciate because you've built up a solid foundation of ease. And you don't get distracted by other people's limited negative focus on unwanted things because you've spent so much time building a foundation of focusing on wanted things, on things that you like, love, and appreciate and that you want more of. Your daily goal and your hour of power is to raise your vibration and build up a solid foundation of that high vibration and focus on the things that you want and the things that you love and basically leave everyone else out of the equation because you have no control over what anyone else is doing, and that includes your family, especially your family, and you have no control over external reality. You only have control over your internal reality. And you get that control by capitalizing on the source vibration, which is a vibration of complete abundance and health and well-being and goodness and compassion and generosity and vitality and magic and beauty and fun and joy and fun and more fun and more joy and love and a prosperity and riches and fun and more joy and excitement and creativity, etc., etc., all of which are your natural states of being. And everything else that is negative and limited and judgmental and lack and poverty-oriented and basically anything that feels bad to think about, all of that is not your natural state of being and are just people blocking their own connections to Source and to God and to heaven, to love, etc. So by reconnecting to your natural state of abundance, love, and well-being, every day, over time, you build a solid by reconnecting to your natural state of abundance, love, and well-being, every day, over time, you build a solid, unshakable foundation that cannot be weakened by anything. And instead of going up and down like a roller coaster, you know, emotionally and physically, in love and health and finances, et cetera, and dipping low and occasionally rising only to fall back down to the depths of despair, to the valley again, like most people who allow physical conditions to carry them up and down the roller coaster, proverbial roller coaster of life. Instead, because you are the master of your own vibrational vehicle, your roller coaster hardly ever has any lows, but has mostly highs because you only ride on the heaven coaster, baby, not the reality coaster, not the condition coaster. You ride on the fun emotion coaster. Instead, you say, fuck reality, fuck what exists. I don't care about what exists. I only care about what I want and what I'm creating. I don't care what's going on in the world because I can't control any of that in the first place. And I wouldn't want to try to control any of it because it's way too hard to try to control. And it's none of my business. And it's no fun to try to control all that. And I can't create anyone else's reality either. And no one else can control mine. So I'm just going to focus on what I actually have creative control about. And I'm going to practice that control on a daily basis to master creation of reality as I desire it to be. And I'm going to have fun doing it because I'm here for the adventure of creating my desires into physical reality. I'm not here to try to change reality as it currently exists, which is impossible. And I'm only going to focus on my reality. I emphasize my reality, not anyone else's, because again, I have no control over anyone else's reality. And I can't improve anyone else's life. I can only improve my own, and that is the only way I can help anyone else, is by helping myself, by being abundant and happy and rich and healthy and vital and excited and by thriving on all levels, because I can't help others thrive and become prosperous if I am not thriving and prosperous myself. I can't help others be healthy unless I am healthy myself. I can't help others be loving if I am not loving myself. My greatest power of influence is with the example of my life, not with my words, but with my deeds, so to speak, but mostly with my vibration. The greatest point of powerful influence is to show people, using the example of my prosperity, joy, and well-being, that everyone else has the same power to create similar, immense levels of abundance and riches and wealth and well-being and health and joy and fulfillment in their lives. I create my own reality, and so does everyone else. So the best way I can influence anyone else and help them is by thriving in their faces and not shrinking myself and bringing myself down to their level, but calling them up to the top of the mountain, to the top where it's abundant and unlimited and a heck of a lot of fun. Now, if you'd like to become completely empowered to create the life of your dreams that is full of health and wealth and love and joy and fulfillment, then I emphatically recommend my audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and the Daily Success Rituals series, audio and video series at masterkeysofsuccess.com. There's a link in this Facebook post or in YouTube. So bless yourself with this extremely empowering audio and video series where I give you the master keys of success and the daily success rituals that you're going to practice every day in your hour of power that will help you build that solid foundation of source vibration so that you, so that every day you can proactively prepave your day and prepave your way to create and attract more money and financial freedom and better relationships and better health and help you manifest your dreams and desires in your physical reality. That's masterkeysofsuccess.com. All right, hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Come visit me at zakyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and lots of ease and fun and adventure and excitement on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!